Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're still counting the votes in the 43rd district in New York, and that's not going to end until at least next week.
Right. Last Thursday's primary between Saratoga County Clerk Kathy Marchione and incumbent Senator Roy McDonald was too close to call, and now the process of determining who won that Republican primary has begun. This is the campaign that many view as a referendum on New York State's passage of the law legalizing same-sex marriage. McDonald cast one of the decisive yes votes, and advocates on both sides of the issue have poured money into this race. On Tuesday, lawyers for the two candidates were in state Supreme Court in Boston hammering out the schedule for counting absentee ballots. About 1,400 absentee ballots were mailed out to Republicans. About 980 have been returned. Opening those ballots will start in Washington and Rensselaer counties on Thursday morning and in Saratoga and Columbia counties on Monday. Marchione campaign lawyer Mike Cuevas, who is chairman of the City of Schenectady Republican Committee and a veteran of the mayoral count we had here last year, said that absentee results typically mirror the machine votes. The other lawyers for Marchione are James Walsh, also a veteran of the Schenectady recount, and a former local Congressman John Sweeney, who was involved in the Florida presidential recount in 2000. Regardless of how the recount goes, both candidates have secured a place on the general election ballot, with Marchione as a conservative candidate and McDonald as the independent candidate. And there's a Democrat in that race as well. That's Robin Andrews, the town supervisor in Columbia County.
Well, we go from there to the state comptroller, who is not too happy about the lack of money being spent on the state parks.
Yeah, John Boyd Thatcher State Park in the Helderbergs, for example, a public swimming pool has been closed since 2007, so long that even the chain link fence put around it is deteriorating. It's just one of the examples cited in a report released yesterday by State Controller Tom DiNapoli. Some of the more serious problems are being addressed with $89 million in this year's state budget, though parks advocates have long said that a longer-term commitment is the real answer. DiNapoli's auditors gave credit to the staff at the State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation for their handling of the problems. But again, the state audit recommended a long-term approach for repairing all these infrastructure problems. The more time passes, they said, the higher the repair costs will likely be. The auditors visited 33 state parks and historic sites and confirmed what park officials have said in the past, that the parks have $1.1 billion worth of repairs they need to do. And the state's funding for the parks agencies had been cut for several consecutive years. Back in 2009, it was $201 million. And in the current year state budget, funding for state's park system is $182 million. So it's down quite a bit.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.